Hello and welcome to our ongoing series of conversations with people that are bringing clarity to our digital lives. Very, very fortunate today to connect with John Heim. He's the Senior Director of Product Management at TiVo Discovery, where he's going to talk to us about personalized content discovery and the role that it can play in enhancing the customer experience to reduce churn. In this case, in the form of a case study with Bandai Namco, a very interesting company. John, thank you very much for taking the time to chat and for sharing your experience here with Bandai.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start a little bit by telling maybe about a word or two about what you're doing at TiVo and the role that Bandai Namco is playing in the market before we launch into what it is that Bandai was trying to achieve.
Yeah, my role at TiVo is to head up product management for what we call our Discovery line of products. So that's a search and recommendations engine, a voice recognition product, an analytics product called Insight, as well as our metadata product. And those all cooperate to enhance people's understanding and discovery process as they search for entertainment.
Excellent. And a word or two about Bandai?
Yeah, so Bandai Namco is one of our customers based out of Japan. And for those that don't know, they are probably the leader in anime content. That is all they do. They have over 2,500 anime series. So they're the go-to place for anime. And they are, like I said, one of our customers. And they had a lot of issues before they became our customer and saw a lot of goodness after they became our customer.
Perhaps, John, you can start by telling me a little bit about what those challenges were and how it is that the TiVo Discovery value proposition emerged as something that Bandai wanted to explore.
Yeah, so there were several issues that they were facing before they onboarded the Discovery platform. One of those was an inconsistent experience across their different devices. So it was very confusing to end users. You'd see one experience on the PC, a different experience on mobile phone, and maybe a different experience on the app on your TV. And end users don't like that. Second issue was a lack of personalization in the UI. What this ended up leading to is customers felt that the content in the UI was a little bit stale. It didn't change often enough to keep people engaged. And through personalization, we're able to address that. The other problem they had was they actually had a lack of visibility into how the UI was performing. So when you display different content on the screen in different carousels, for example, you want to know what the conversion rates are on that content so that you know that your UI is running optimally. But without any analytics product, they had no insight into that. So it was really hard to optimize their product when they didn't have metrics to operate on. And then lastly, the most important thing is their churn rate was very high. They were seeing at least 20% of their user base churning every month, which is painful for any provider.
And indeed, especially as we begin to head into what by all accounts would be an uncertain global economy, we are seeing some interesting shifts in how consumers access and behave with their different service providers. Tell us a little bit about how that churn was manifesting itself as a measurable problem statement for Bandai.
Ultimately, you know, everything comes down to revenue. One of the issues they were facing is they saw that their average revenue per user was actually declining. And that could be because of a myriad of factors, one of which is churn. Now, we also measure the actual churn, but again, you need analytics to be able to do that. So they were seeing a reduction in revenue per user as a result of that.
So John, as you began to tackle that problem statement, how did Bandai engage with TiVo to begin addressing these issues of low ARPU or diminishing ARPU, and of course, the major challenge of the churn rate that you were describing?
What we're able to do is to populate their content catalog in different carousels in multiple ways. So whether it be showing content by genre, showing it by time frame, or maybe even if a topical carousel. Ultimately, Bandai implemented over 100 use cases to power their UI. They really took full advantage of the platform in that respect. The other thing that we did was ensure that the content catalog is updated more frequently, resulting in a fresher, more dynamic experience. Back to the point I made earlier about Bandai having an issue with the content being a little bit stale. If we're updating that content catalog and we're also incorporating popularity and viewership metrics, we can make sure that that content's getting refreshed on a more frequent basis so users don't get that perception that things aren't updating. And then lastly, we were able to give them a more personalized experience that's consistent across their devices. So whether it's a phone, a tablet, a TV, that experience is going to be calling the TiVo backend to deliver the same personalized recommendations to each of those experiences. Now, instead of having a disjointed experience across devices, their end users are seeing a uniform experience that's targeted to them on each device. That consistency provides way more customer engagement and retention.
It reminds me of the old adage that you can't manage what you don't measure, and you certainly can't manage what you can't see in the first place. As they began to see these different trends, these different metrics in a more granular manner and in an interrelated manner, what were some of the lessons learned? What did they get out of the personalized content discovery platform, and how did that change either decisions they made or the way that they brought experiences to market?
Yeah, so probably the biggest impact it had for them is the impact on the churn rate that I mentioned earlier. If you recall, they had a churn rate of 20%. That actually went down to 10% after implementing TiVo Discovery. That's a massive 50% reduction in their churn. And now that you're not trying to acquire all these new users every month, you can do a lot of better things without money, right? You can go and reinvest in core business activities such as creating or purchasing new content. You could take those savings and use them somewhere else in your business. But ultimately, that churn reduction was the biggest impact they saw. They also let us know that their revenue per user improved, although I don't have the hard numbers on that.
So, John, as we come out of the implementation of this project, what's next? How is Bandai Namco working with TiVo to take this initiative to the next level as we approach the coming months and years?
Yeah, so Bandai is working closely with us to make sure they're leveraging the platform to its fullest extent. We actually have a team called Solutions Consultants that facilitate our customers' usage of the platform to make sure they're getting the most out of it that they possibly can. I expect Bandai to leverage that resource to the full extent possible and continue the great results they've been having.
Is this a transferable phenomenon? Are you seeing other service providers in the market that experience similar challenges? Do you see this as an opportunity for the industry in general to benefit and move forward, especially as we approach an uncertain economic future, to get the most out of their relationship with their subscribers?
Yeah, I think particularly on the churn aspect, that is something that every provider is dealing with, and it's top of mind. At least that's the feedback that we've received. And so we are very focused on being able to predict and mitigate churn for our customers. So I think you're going to continue to see a lot of focus on that.
Outstanding. John, thank you so much for putting a personalized content discovery into a practical context and for sharing how one of your customers, Bandai, has been able to reduce churn, improve ARPU, and in general, engage better with their subscriber community. Appreciate your taking the time to chat.
Yeah, thanks for having me.